don't you just let go of a sigh or two? Just let yourself make some noise. And let that sigh just signal to the body it's time to relax and let go. Time to be presencing yourself as a radiant being of beauty, light, and love. Sending a grounding cord down from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Setting the grounding cord on release. And beginning to release the excess energy in the body. Grounding the right and left ovary. With a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the ovaries, which sit very low in the pelvic cradle, down through the perineum, and down to the center of the earth. Set the ovaries on release, and begin to release the excess energy in the body. And you're releasing all your healing projects, releasing any stressed hormonal challenges, and just coming into peace. And we're going to be healing your body at a very accelerated rate today. Very exciting work we're doing today. And let's go and pop up to the adrenals that sit just above the waistline, a couple inches off the spine. Same thing with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center. Let's go ahead and ground down through the first chakra, perineum, and down to the center of the earth. So both of those adrenals are grounded separately, and then share one grounding cord at the perineum down to the center of the earth. Set the adrenals on release and release the excess energy in the adrenals. Feel free, if you'd like to also release the nervous system by plugging the sciatic nerve into the adrenals. Beautiful. You already know how to do that. Then popping up to the center of the head, opening a trap door out the back of the head. Let's get rid of any looping thoughts, cobwebs, worries, or concerns. Just toss them out the trap door out the back. And let's go ahead and really look around in that golden temple of silence today. And look at the golden walls and the beautiful throne that you have in the center of your head, that precious place that your soul sits, your spirit, that's your control center. And there you are. You can sit on your throne and evaluate how clear and pristine this beautiful room is. Amazing. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and close the trap door. Let's go ahead and pop out the top of the head and pull the aura into 18 inches around the body. Let's go ahead and tighten up the aura, smooth out any dings, dents, or holes. I'd like you to put a blue, cobalt blue, deep program energy, especially around the upper part of the aura. But let's do the whole aura as if you were a radiant cobalt blue sun. So just temporarily, we're going to burn off all the programming that would cause chaos in your space. Beautiful. Go ahead and open your feet chakras to earth energy and bring earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. And go ahead and bring cosmic energy into the back of your head. Very excellent. 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, that spirit in body connection. It's about 1 inch or 1.5 inches around. Go ahead and bring this cosmic energy into the back of your head. And how you do that is you find a beautiful place in the universe that's in harmony with you. Maybe a temple or an island, a star, a constellation, a mountaintop. And bring that energy from that wonderful harmonic place into the back of your head and down your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, through the hands, and out the fingertips. And bringing more of that energy down your back channels. All the way down your spine and the meridians on either side of your spine. Down into your hips. Then bringing it up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head. And let's definitely run that energy as a spiritual shower from the inside out, through the back of the cheeks, through the eyes, the tissue behind the forehead, and through the center of the head. But we're definitely getting the whole face, even the jaw, and out the top of the head, fountaining out like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. We're going to say hello to the stem cells. And we've been working on the stem cells and the upper cheeks, eyes, forehead, and top of the head. Today we're also going to get the full cheek all the way down through the chin line and all the way into the neck. So let's just activate the stem cells from the base of the neck all the way up through the top of the scalp. And so we're asking the stem cells to go ahead and heal us, bring our tissue, our living tissue, to a youthful, vibrant, tone, moist, elastic, firm space. And especially if you have a little bit of something, maybe a little bit of a jowl or some cheek that's dropped down a little bit that shouldn't be where it is anymore, or should be there by gravity, but you would prefer it be somewhere else. That's probably a better way of putting it. let's go ahead and just see those stem cells fully capable of bringing that youthful beauty and integrity of tissue back into the jaw and chin and neck and face, knowing that you are so beautiful just the way you are. And this is just like playing with Play-Doh. It's just having fun. We're just fooling around, sculpting ourselves the way we want to be sculpted. Because after all, we are creator goddesses on the planet, and we can create our own version if we want to. And while the stem cells are active and working, let's go ahead and send a grounding cord down from the fifth chakra, which is the base of the neck. And it'll include the entire neck, face, and eyes and forehead, this grounding cord. And it's going to clear off any dark or gray energy in the neck, in the chin, in the jawline, in the jaw, in the condyles, the joint of the jaw, around the tissue, around the eyes, around the forehead, and even up through the top of the head. And even let's include the ears, and even let's include the back of the head. And even let's include the back of the neck. And so we're just going to ground off any dark energy in the tissue from the neck and head. And as we're grounding off any dark or gray, black, brown, white energy, let's go ahead and bring pink, gold, and green in. You could even bring a happiness color like orange or peach in. And then we're going to let the stem cells continue to work the entire meditation. And as they work, we're going to go up to the center of the head, and we're going to sit in our throne room and turn the view screen on. And the view screen is in the brow center. And we kind of look at that like a movie screen, or it could even be like, like a computer screen. But turn the lights on that screen. And what we're going to be looking at is a DNA strand from a master cell out of the center of the head. And this cell has actually been with you your entire life, since you were 130 cells dividing, maybe 7 or 8 days old. And you know that DNA often looks like a spiral staircase. So we're going to unroll that spiral staircase. So now all the parts or the components of the staircase are hanging down, kind of like a clothesline. And we're looking at these different elements, 22 of mother's side, 22 of father's side, and 2 authentic God strands. And we can sort of imagine them as bath towels. And so it's really easy to work with DNA when you break it down like that, make it super simple. So just imagine that all 46 of these strands, but especially mom and dad's strands, are like bath towels hanging down. And what we're going to be looking for is any degeneration or patterns on mom or dad's side of the family. And you don't have to really see this. You can just assume that it's happening if you don't visually see it. If you visually see it, fantastic. But as you work these clairvoyant tools, these spiritual tools, you'll get better and better at seeing. So just practice. Practice makes better and better. Just like a muscle, when you start out, you don't expect to be Mrs. Universe. And I know most of you never expect to be Mrs. Universe. So Let's just practice with a sense of joy and anticipation that we're getting it right. You can definitely do this, even if your strong point isn't seeing things. So here's what we're looking for, or we're looking to experience or feel. We're looking for darkness, or blocks, or the feeling of gray matter. I mean, like, it just doesn't feel open and juicy in areas of the DNA that's spread open. If you're actually seeing dark spots on these bath towels, then you know you're on the right track. But even if you don't, if you feel the feeling of congestion, then you know you're on the right track too. And just imagine right now you're hanging out on your mom's side, and then on your dad's side. And I can guarantee you there's a few things on each of their sides about breaking down tissue in the eyes, the forehead, the cheeks, the jowls, the neck. I can guarantee you every single person has that. It's wired into our DNA. So we're not wanting to remove the structural things of your DNA. We're wanting just to remove patterns that you're not thrilled with so that you can create a different pattern. So we love all that wonderful DNA that our parents gave us. But in this case, we're just going to improve on what we got. So if you wanted a tight jawline and you didn't get it, or you wanted, you know, deeper set eyeballs that were that way when you were younger, and then you've kind of lost it and your eyelids are kind of drooping over your eyelashes now. That kind of thing that runs in the family. This is what we're going to be removing from these DNA strands. So once you have kind of a sense of what's going on, and you get to practice this as many times as you want, let's go ahead and take that shop vac or a spiritual vacuum cleaner, a golden vacuum cleaner. This is the energy of God. And we're just going to vacuum out those pieces, those elements and components that aren't your joyous expression of your eyes, cheeks, forehead, chin, jaw. So go ahead and get that shop vac going. I'm going to vacuum across this DNA strands of information. And the only thing we're taking out is these few pieces that don't work for you. Your parents did such a wonderful job of giving you an amazing, beautiful body. We're so grateful for that. The generations and generations of information that you've gotten that really help you to be a vibrant being. And as you celebrate the gifts they've given you, it's real easy to pop out a few little things, just like a little pimple or something. Oh, didn't need that little pimple. You know, that kind of a thing. You're just like, oh, this is fine. This is cool. I can do this. And when you feel like you've vacuumed out all the dark spots, if there's any of those DNA strands that look like bath towels hanging down that are ripped or torn, go ahead and replace or repair them. You know, you can just do a little stitching and make it nice again. And then what we're going to do is we're going to pulse a golden pulse, and very much like a radio tower pulsing gold energy. Boop, 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 boop. You know, there's a old theater production, I think it was RKO. They had their little boop, 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 boop radio tower sending out signals. That's what we're going to do through this DNA strand. We're actually pulsing that gold energy through the DNA strand. And then as that gold is going in, we're going to replace the pictures that we have removed with very positive pictures of the beautiful eyes, neck, jawline, forehead, scalp that you always saw yourself having. And maybe you've had at a younger phase, and you're just putting it back to where it was. We're just resetting you. And then go ahead and pulse gold energy through the reset. So through the new information that you've put into the DNA strand, let's go ahead and golden pulse that also. Excellent. And while we're here at the DNA, before we wrap it up, if you wanted to tweak your vision, your hearing, your taste, or your sense of smell in the DNA, say there was some pattern of losing some of that, your vision, your hearing, your sense of smell or taste. Let's go ahead and tweak that too. So as the DNA strand is still extended and we're looking at those 46 DNA strands hanging down, look for any dark energy around losing your senses. And let's go ahead and remove that dark energy. And again, you're removing that once you've discovered it, with that golden shop vac. So don't forget, it's really important to use the golden vacuum cleaner. We really want to make sure that God is with us, our divine, whether it be a personality or the sense of ourselves as a divine being. We want our highest expression of self or our highest connection with the divine assisting us in DNA work. Always, always, always bring the Supreme Being or Divinity in as you're tweaking your DNA. That guarantees that you haven't made any mistakes. And of course you won't. That golden energy, that golden shop vac, is removing just the things that, you know, really don't serve you. Again, like Play-Doh, we're having fun. Let's go ahead and replace. So once you've got them out, you've pulsed gold energy through, go ahead and replace those senses that have been tweaked. Let's tweak them up to that youthful expression of self when you remember really smelling the scent of a rose or hyacinth or a lily, or a tuberose. Freesia. When you really saw a sunset with the oranges, purples, and pinks, the blues, the color that truly is in a sunset. when you truly, completely heard all the symphonic voice in a symphony, or you heard the birds singing and even the flutter of butterflies flying by. When you really tasted that incredible, juicy flavor of a medjool date or a ripe mango, whatever is wonderful for you to have that flavor in your mouth, a fresh cut coconut that's just fallen from the tree, and you could taste the full flavor of it. So we're just giving you that fullness of the senses back. And you're also welcome to tweak your sense of touch while we're up here. Really, especially being able to be very sensitive to touch and it feeling so beautiful and loving. And then go ahead and wrap up that DNA strand. And we want to seal everything up with the energy of gold. So as we're wrapping it up, we're pulsing more gold in. And it's actually helping spring it back up. It's like a coil spring now coming back. As the gold energy is pulsing in, it's tightening back up. And we're going to put it into the master cell in the center of the head. And this is a really, really important aspect and element of putting this back into the center of the head, is it's going to mirror now to all the cells of the body. And this improved DNA is going out, it's broadcasting out to every cell in the body. And all the DNA in the body is getting the improvement. And this is a practice, so you can do it more than once. It's starting to feel a little tingly in your body. You're starting to just feel kind of waves of upgrade, waves of light coming through the body. Doesn't that feel good? And remember to breathe. And breathing in pink and gold energy. And bringing a golden sun into the top of your head. Let's bring a golden sun just into your body and let's seal up the healing that we've done with a golden sun that goes to every cell of the body. And another golden sun. And in that golden sun, let's put some validation. You are loving and lovable, capable, competent, healthy, vibrant, radiant, beautiful. You are the creator of your world. You have great affluence and affluence and influence. You are so powerful and yet so receptive to all the goodness of the universe. So you're such a wonderful giver, but absolutely a wonderful receiver. And this is so easy for you to receive the goodness from the divine. And as you return into this beautiful garden of Eden, of really enjoying the love and life God had always intended you to enjoy, the divine universal life force had always intended for you to enjoy, go ahead and bring yourself in a golden sun with all that validation down into your body, you as a spirit now, filling out your toes, your feet, your hands, your legs, your torso, your arms, your neck, your head, and breathing in and out, and coming back into the room. Truly blessed and so grateful for all the love and manifesting creation power that you're enjoying in this moment. Here you are back in your body, wiggling your fingers and toes, arms and legs, and coming back into the room. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is now complete. Amen.